All right. Takeaway time. Tim, kick us off. Take us away with takeaways.
You know, I don't know how much you saw us looking down or typing, but like we took so many takeaway notes. Like you had gold every step along the way. So I'll do my best to just pick out a few of my favorite points. So, you know, of course you started off, we asked you like honest, no BS, like what's your soapbox? So, you know, you talked a little bit about kind of, you know, how you guys met in 2019 at the Knowledge Graph Conference, et cetera. You brought it back to, hey, if you're going to be successful with data, it's going to be because you have solid foundations that are core to driving the business, those solid data foundations. And you need data that consumers want to consume, whether those are human consumers or those are, you know, AI or non-human, whatever kind of phrase you want to use there. And you are a big proponent and obviously are driving the strategy and the governance around data products at Cap One. And I love how you described it so simply. You said like, it needs to be easy to find, it needs to be easy to understand, it needs to be easy to use. And you know, there's a bunch of lessons learned that you've found, like exec buy-in has to be there. You have to have the talent in place, data product managers. I was very excited to see how kind of low a ratio that you have in terms of really as much as possible trying to have one data product manager to data products. So it's a very deliberate approach. It's not a spray and pray approach.
It's in our monthly scorecards when there's a data product manager assigned to more than one data product.
Yes. And you actually, you said it has to come to you for an approval to like let somebody manage more than one, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's amazing because it's really a more curated, very deliberate, a very designed approach versus, mm-hmm. you know, well, we already have, you know, 100 views in the data warehouse. Well, let's just call them data products now and let's try to write up some data contracts. You know, it's a very reactive and almost just kind of, you know, hand wavy kind of way to do data products instead of really, truly, I think, getting the value out of it. You mentioned also that you have 40 ontologists now enterprise wide, maybe even more than that. And so that's amazing. Kind of all the data strategy hinging around that. And last thing I'll mention is that, you know, talking about this process, you mentioned that there was a lot of emerging transformations going on. You really implemented standardization. And then when you were enforcing that standardization, that's when you really needed to figure out like, hey, how do we make sure that the actual data meets these standards and can be trusted? And so your domains kind of turn more...
Yeah. What's that? Standardization doesn't solve all your problems.
Yeah, it doesn't solve it all on its own, right? You have to actually put the rubber to the road. And so you started with your domains, started to bring them into data products, right? Customer, account, transaction, brought it to committee, established a committee approach. A VP needs to be accountable for the data products. So that's your accountability right there. And that's it's got to tie to the business. Like a VP is not going to be accountable for it if he or she doesn't think it can be successful and doesn't think that it would be valuable, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have a roadmap? What's the addressable market? What are the boundaries of this? So some really great, very accessible guidelines around data products. Juan, what about you? What were your takeaways?
Talk about the data product managers, right? These are the boots on the ground being the product owner. It's not something they do on the side of the desk. You're trying moving away kind of these legacy data stewards roles, but you have different pods, right? There's tech pods and stuff. You have multiple pods around that. And sometimes some data products may have multiple data products, but you just said that you need that explicit approval from you. Mm-hmm. If you're going to put data product label on something, it should mean something if you're going to slap on it. Otherwise, like, you can't be doing the same thing and just call it data product. Like, what does it actually mean that you're doing here? If you're trying to make data products easy to find and use, then less is more. And I think that's actually kind of the starting point here. I brought up my question about, can the way that Capital One has been doing this, because they're really a tech company, can this be applied to other companies? And your position is yes, because anyways, anyone can take these best practices and they can apply them, right? At the end of the day, you're just really to understand and the reasons why people are consuming data. And guess what? Like, I think most people, they understand products. I mean, you gave an example, like everybody has a phone and they understand what is a good phone and not good. And what are the minimal expectations? And what's really important here is about influence, right? Influencing up and influencing horizontally. Mm-hmm. We talked about the ontologist role, and it was really interesting that you all really looked at it and said, hey, what is this going to be in 3 to 5 years from now? So you're really starting to hire early around this. And you're treating it as a first-class citizen, like just like there's data engineers, data scientists, like that is a very specific role at that same level. It's not just something, again, that you do at the side. And the ontologists are modeling data, but they're also having the conversations, they're partnering with the PMs, they're really thinking strategically, trying to planning how to capture the knowledge, even creating the tools to automate the capture, connecting it to the data and putting it to use, doing some governance. And at the end of the day, the technical things that can be learned on the job, the hard things that are that you want to have beforehand, the strategic thinking, understand consumers, being able to work backwards, having that consultative thinking. We talked about trust. Trust really depends on who your consumers are. For some, they need to have the data very timely. It can't conflict with authoritative sources. For others, hey, it's fine if it's 1 or 2 weeks old. It's not a big deal. At the end of the day, you really need to understand the people are going to make decisions with that data. What does good enough mean for them? And trust is also have a name. Like, who should I go talk to if I have any questions about this? And then finally, we touched, obviously, I had to touch about AI here. What you're excited about is how AI is going to help to create more high-quality data products. And what's interesting is that the role for the ontology is going to change. So there's a lot of kind of interesting things that you guys are thinking about. And at the and also work backwards from the agents, right? You said originally, hey, you only have 80, 100 data products, but that may be off because like in this more AI world, is you have unstructured data with transcripts, maybe new domains that are going to be brought in. So how do we do? What, anything we missed?
I think you got it. I think you like named a bunch of things where it's like, oh, I also want to talk to you guys about this and this other thing too. And like, I should go deeper on that one with you guys at some point, because I'm really interested in hearing about what you have to say about it. But yeah, I think you guys both got it.
Awesome. Again, Bethany, thank you so much. Really appreciate you being here and looking forward to hanging out soon, sooner than later, hopefully in Flint, DC soon.
Hopefully. All right, guys, have a great day. Cheers.